This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 21st of September. Mohammad Siraj's exceptional performance in the recently concluded Asia Cup has helped him regain the number one position in the ICC's ODI bowling rankings. Early this year in January, Siraj held the number one position for a brief period of time before losing it to Josh Hazlewood. This year, that is in 2023 alone, Siraj now has 29 wickets at 12.86 in 13 matches. His economy is also exceptional at 4.62. Mohammad Siraj now has 53 ODI wickets from 29 matches. Siraj bagged 10 wickets at 12.2 in the Asia Cup series, including the dream spell of 6 for 21 in 7 overs in the final. As Shoaib Akhtar summed it up, it was truly destruction and annihilation. This is the fastest 5-wicket haul in 16 deliveries, equaling Chaminda Vaz's record. The 4-wicket haul in a single over is the first time by an Indian bowler. Chaminda Vaz of Sri Lanka, Mohammad Sami of Pakistan, Adil Rashid of England are the other bowlers who have claimed 4 wickets in a single over. Aggression has been the successful formula for Mohammad Siraj. He gives his 100% every time. With Jasprit Bumrah regaining his fitness and returning to the squad, Bumrah and Siraj forms a lethal new ball attack for India. This pace power puts India into a strong position for the World Cup. Bumrah, Siraj, Shami and Pandya powering the pace attack, India seems to be matching the quality of Australia, Pakistan and New Zealand's pace attack. Host country has won the World Cup only 3 times, and interestingly, that also has happened the last 3 consecutive editions. India in 2011, Australia in 2015 and England in 2019. As the hosts in the Indian pitches, spinners also have the potentials to be reckoning force for India's dominance. But I believe India's pace attack, especially in the power play, going to be the trump card for success. What's your thoughts? Pace or spin? Which is going to be India's strength in the forthcoming World Cup? Please use the comment section to share your insights. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.